Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
13 minutes to 9 on Breakfast with Spanky. I'd like to welcome Johnny Swass, our celebrity chef. Hello, Johnny.
Good morning, Spanky.
Nice to have you here.
Oh, it's nice to be here and not be on the phone.
Now, so you've got your, what was that thing called you've got, you've set up in the...
Oh, my induction top.
Yeah, the induction.
Yeah. Wicky wick.
So what's special about that?
It's basically, it works on like a little electromagnetic field.
Yeah.
So when you put a pot on top of it, it seals that magnetic field and creates heat.
It's a better, so it's a better heat. We're just...
Well, yeah, different. It's just, it's pretty instant.
Yeah, you know? Right.
And it doesn't involve a big gas bottle or...
And so what are you, now what are you making for us today? Because I see you've got a bunch of items there.
Yes, there's always a little bunch of items.
Is that the coddled egg?
Similar to a coddled egg, cooked at 63 degrees for 63 minutes.
Roughly. Is that
roughly
what it's called?
Yeah, 63-63
The old 63-63.
The old 63-63.
Right. Last time I learned about coddled eggs, I have to Wikipedia it every time to work out what you're talking about. All right, so, oh, those are nice. And so what else have we got? This?
That's the whole breakfast is inspired by Three Boys.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
So that's perfect.
There's a little bit of beer through everything.
So what are we making? What are we making to start with?
Well, it's kind of like a little bit like honey puffs.
Yeah.
But they're beer puffs.
It's like a breakfast risotto.
It's the same things that they used to make honey puffs with, barley and things. But yeah, rather than put honey in it, we've put Three Boys porter and bacon.
That's fantastic.
That is gold.
That looks... What is it? Has it got an official name?
No.
This is your invention.
It's Dr. Ralph's breakfast.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what is it going to look like when... So, it's savoury.
Yes, it's semi-savoury. No, it is. It's all savoury. There's no honey or anything in it. So, it's bacon and porter.
Yeah.
A little soft egg.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of asparagus.
Yes.
A little bit of grilled cheese.
Oh
my God. A little bit of radish,
radish.
For daikon radish.
Really, that's the only thing you can grow
in
your garden.
And then a couple of little chive flowers.
Oh, chive flowers?
Yes, the flowering chive.
You are an amazing man.
No, the gardeners.
Look at that. Now, so you're going to start...
I made some bread.
And you made some bread?
Yeah, I made some bread with porter as well.
So what's the process that you're going to do now? You're going to whip it all together somehow?
Yeah, very slowly.
Okay, so you're going to get into that. While you're cooking, talk to me about this on-the-roof garden that I've...
I've always believed that you can grow things anywhere. So I thought, well, let's grow them on the roof. You know, we've talked about growing them in the back of our truck, and we gave that a go, but we ended up having to take them out because we need the back of the truck more than we need the garden.
Yeah, well, that's the hard thing, isn't it?
It's a
big investment
22.
Of a moving garden.
And so we thought, well, let's plant them on top of the roof at the restaurant. So we put a couple of planter beds up there, and you can plant things anywhere there's a flat surface.
So they're like wooden boxes coming up
just like a raised bed, except
amongst
it's like
the air vents in the...
Well, it's on a flat roof on a portacom.
Yeah.
At the back of the
restaurant. Do you get up there on a ladder? Is there stairs up there?
It's not exactly OSHA approved, but it's we do get up there. Some of the smaller members of the team get up there.
So it's sort of like, can you grab some basil? And it's like,
do I have to? It's dark and dangerous.
It's dark and dangerous.
I don't care. That's why you get paid.
You're
so well.
A contractor. I don't care. Get up there. Very good. Well, and so it's working out pretty well.
Yeah. Well, it's at this time of year, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's hot and warm and.
Because your dream is to somehow be able to really get all the food yourself somehow.
Yeah, ultimately, my ultimate restaurant would be right in the middle of a farm.
Yep.
Yeah, and we'd be, you know, someone would, oh, I have the lamb chops. Oh, yes, you will.
Yes, you will. Out we go. Cool. Yeah. I see. Right in front of them. That'll help and that won't help. Okay.
I'll have the bacon. You know, we'll come back in 6 months.
All right, so you're going to keep on putting... So the process is you heat it up and then you're going to...
Just mix it all together, and then we're going to put it in a bowl, and then we're going to eat it.
Okay,
all right. We don't want to mess around too much.
Well, I'll play a song while you do get the final mix up, and we'll taste that. And we've also got Keith Preen has just come in, so we're going to be doing a little bit of the RDU Roundup VIP competition we've got, where we round up fish. Keith Preen's our celebrity rounder, so he's going to be rounding up fish this morning.
Morning, thanks.
Good morning, Keith. Not great to have you in here.
Well,
I wish I could say it's
time
for this hour, but... Oh, no,
it's pretty early, isn't
it? Yeah. All right.
We've got eggs.
All right. This is one from John White. It's called the Incadees. Now, Johnny... We're going to have some breakfast, aren't we?
Because
do you mind before we do this? We'll have some. Do you mind? Is this your kind of food, Keith?
Is that rice in there, Johnny?
No, barley.
Barley.
Yeah.
Oh, it's barley, is it? Isn't it? Yeah, rice gives me a bit of wind, you see.
Barley.
Yeah. Well, I'm a wry neck drinker, so I'm allowed to say that on here.
We're not sure yet. We're
but it's been
seeing.
Proven fact that there's actually no barley in Rye Neck. It's
wow.
a concentrate.
Yeah. So this is now this is a
Three Boys. Is it?
This is a Three Boys inspired breakfast, and I think we've come to the conclusion it's like eating savoury porridge. Hey, that's the best way that. Yep, that's the best way you can think of.
Are you putting flowers on there?
Yes, don't you freak out about it. So right now, Johnny's just been preparing it. So it's explain to us the whole picture again for anyone that missed it, Johnny, if that's all right.
So we've got the barley which we've cooked in bacon and porter, Three Boys porter. And then there's a little soft egg on top of it. We've got a little bit of radish, just for a bit of heat, and then some cheddar cheese, which we've baked, and then just a few little chive flowers.
Oh, looks good. Now Morgan's just taking a photo. He's going to take a photo because you've got a. And you've also got some bread here.
And some bread, which we've baked with a little bit of porter as well. So.
All right. Oh yeah, I've got my.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready. He's taking a photo, Flynn. Thank you.
Okay. Now, if I could paint the picture for our listeners of what it looks like. It's reminiscent of the sand saucer from back in the day with the where you wet the sand and then you poke the flowers in it. There's a lot of soft going on in there, Johnny, with the soft egg and the flowers and it's a lot of soft. Soft colours, yeah.
All right, we'll all have a bite, shall we, and report on our experience of the savoury porridge.
Make sure you punch the egg.
All right, here we go.
Punch it.
Okay,
here
we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Christchurch.
Oh, this is great.
Can you taste that?
Oh. Oh, it's good, isn't it?
So you'd eat that for breakfast, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and the egg just sort of binds it all. Oh.
It's hard to find a good savoury breakfast.
But it is.
You know what I mean?
Got the flour stuck in me dentures.
This is delicious.
Oh, it's good, yeah.
Oh, what do you make of that, Keith?
Yeah, and you didn't think just Vegemite on toast or something like that?
Well, no.
That would have been quicker. Oh, no, it's good, isn't it?
Oh,
very good cook. Morgan, this
is amazing.
Yeah. Right. Very good
cheese.
Cook.
Yeah, a little bit of cheese.
So do you think this good? As someone that starts a new dish, Johnny, how do you get it to take off?
You just got to keep doing it for 30 years, probably.
And then other people start doing bad.
Yeah, the old sort of.
People start doing bad versions of it. And
the old savoury porridge. Savoury porridge, eggs, Benedict, bacon and eggs.
Turns up in one of those franchise places, Starbucks version,
I've got a similar recipe to this, Johnny, that I frequent during the winter months, which is you pour your milk, or even you can substitute it for just hot water. Over your wheat bix, and then you just whack it in the microwave with a heavy layer of sugar on top.
very similar.
Perhaps one day I'll make you that.
We'll go head to head.
Have a competition.
I see your reality radio show coming on.
Yes.
All right, we're going to have some news in a moment, and we'll continue. Thank you, Johnny.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is great.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.